In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. An especially bad group is the New Age. It is a cultural current of an esoteric, occult, and satanic nature. It is not a religion. It has no recognized founder, no holy book, no hierarchical structure, and no dogmas. They talk about fallen angels, demons, as if they are good. They want to reach fulfillment and be superhuman beings without God. For them, God is not a person, but a cosmic energy. They want to develop all the potentialities of the human being, but for this, they use things like reincarnation, astral travel, alchemy, shamanism, hypnosis, UFOs, astrology, numerology, card reading, use of crystals and pyramids, and other things. According to them, Jesus Christ is simply a teacher, just like Buddha or Muhammad, who was influenced in the age of Pisces, but will not be in the new age, the age of Aquarius. Many Catholics have turned away from God and their faith in Jesus because they have accepted this anti-Christian philosophy. They seek to reach higher states of consciousness, which they consider to be states of union with God, but they are induced by self-suggestion and sometimes even by the use of drugs. They want a spirituality without moral standards or defined truths. For them, morality is relative. For them, everything is good as long as it makes them feel good. In other words, if one chooses to be homosexual, or to be sexually promiscuous, or to use drugs, as long as it feels good, it is done out of love and without harming anyone, it will be accepted as good, according to them. They also talk about aliens who will come to save the chosen on the earth. As we can see, it is a totally anti-Christian group, which must be rejected without palliatives or concessions. It also has a lot in common with Freemasonry, and they seek to have a one-world belief and a one-world government in the New Age of Aquarius, without accepting any revelation or divine help, but with only human forces. The devil exists, and hell is a real possibility for each of us. Each of us must make the decision to live only for God. Jesus could tell each of us, "I know your behavior. You have a name of a living being, but you are dead. Be alert, because I have not found anything in your behavior that my God could possibly call perfect. Remember what you have received and heard, and keep it and repent. Because if you do not do this, I will come as a thief, and you will have no idea at what hour I shall come upon you. Anyone who proves victorious will be dressed in white robes. I shall not blot that name out of the book of life, but acknowledge it in the presence of my Father and his angels." Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. Are you ready for your personal judgment? Learn to know your enemy, the devil, a little better. You know that the fight is difficult, that you must not lower your guard, and that you must have the permanent decision to be good and love God tirelessly day and night until eternity. Do not allow yourselves pleasures that degrade you as a child of God. Do not go to psychics, fortune tellers, seers, and astrologers who will take you away from God. Live your life seriously and with responsibility, filling every minute of 60 seconds, which will take you to heaven. Fill your life with light and love, because love is the source of life, while sin is the beginning of all perdition and personal degradation, as the Word of God says in John chapter 8, verse 34. Jesus replied, "In all truth I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave." Think that each day is a treasure that God places in your hands for eternity. Don't waste a moment. Do not give an inch in the fight against Satan. Certainly, He exists, and there are millions of demons that stalk you endlessly. But don't be afraid. Jesus and the Virgin Mary accompany you, and you have an angel to defend you. Heaven is a beautiful reality that awaits you if you want to be happy forever. Live each day in all its fullness. Every day is unrepeatable and will never come back. Live for eternity and you will be happy. The choice is yours. Are you ready for the definitive encounter with God? Remember that you only live once and that you can be called to His presence at any moment. Do you have all that is pending in your conscience in order? Remember, the sacrament of confession is there to help you. Are you satisfied with the way you have been living your life? Do you feel the peace of God in your heart? Are you ready for the battle against evil? We wish you the best. May God bless you through the Immaculate Heart of our Mother, the Virgin Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.